Whom then can be saved? For man, it is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This isn't the readings, nor it is the gospel that we're supposed to do today. But I think God fortuitously has brought us here. Because when you get a reading like this, you just want to go off on it, because how many of us have had that same situation which is going on here in the gospel with that young man in our own lives? Where God does something for us, where we have that opportunity, where we come to a moment where God turns to us and says, "Are you going to follow me? Are you willing to take that next step in the relationship?" And then we're faced with a decision. Am I going to trust that he's going to take care of me if I leave this thing that I think I have cannot live without behind? Can I trust him that he'll actually maintain me? Or am I going to lose something about what makes me special, what makes me, if I take another step with him? You see, that's what's going on here in the gospel. When that rich young man who had done everything following God his whole life, Jesus says, "That's not enough. You actually got to follow me. You got to take that step. You're doing fine, but unless you walk with me, you're not going to be strong enough to make it. Trust me." Josephine Bekita, our saint, had that same opportunity. She had that life of slavery, that life of not being taken care of, abused in every way imaginable. Yet, here when she's presented with some form of goodness, she could have said, "No, I'm not worthy of that. I can't recover from this. How am I going to trust you after five masters have previously gone against me? Why should I trust you?" But when she encountered God in that new situation, she took that step. The man of our gospel went away sad. Today, the same thing is placed before us. We have an opportunity to ask our Lord here when we receive him in the Eucharist, as we come down here and say, "Lord, you are present, body, blood, soul, and divinity here in the Eucharist. Are you enough for me?" Each one of us are faced with that question. Is Jesus enough, or should I hold on to my own sinful way of living, my own way of good enough? Today there's an opportunity to lay that down and take one more step in faith with him. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, Jesus says, "I'm enough." If he's enough, when you approach him, say amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.